tax-free savings accounts will transform the way South Africa saves. This feature is powered by 22/7. For more information, visit www.22/7.co.za. With the advent of tax-free savings accounts, we're going to be looking at the various options available to you in the South African financial landscape. Today, we're speaking to 22/7, the Old Mutual-owned money management application, which announced the launch of their investment options. Founder and CEO of 22/7, Christo Darvel, says that by introducing investments, 22/7 is starting to bridge the gap between what people do with their money now and what they want to do with it in the future. Christo joins us now. Thank you so much for your time today. I think let's just go back to basics. Christo, what is a tax-free savings account?
Hi, Sikin. Thanks for having me. A tax savings account was, basically the government announced a legislation that was impacted from the 1st of March, where it encourages people to put money away, to save money, rather, and then to make sure that all the growth on these investments are completely tax-free.
All right. I think for those who aren't familiar with 22/7 and your application, let's just explain how it works. I mean, my understanding is that it gives a consumer a view of exactly what's happening with their money, what's going in, what's going out, and in that way, help them to free up some cash.
Exactly. You're on the money, so to speak. It is a free application. You can download it from the iStore or from Google Play, or you can go on the web, it's 22/7.com. And what it is, it's a free service, as I said, that allows people to pull all the information together in one place. And basically, on the one hand, does this automatic budget for you. So instead of you having to put in money or rather targets that you have, it uses your actual behavior of the past to predict where you are and where you will be. And it just helps people become aware of their money. So it's a free money management app. It's almost the basic way to describe it. And with the advent now of the investment option, we now make it possible for people to, as I said earlier, with that extra money that they have available, to make it easy for them to save.
So how would they do it then? Could you do it through the app? How does it work?
We're actually the first offering in South Africa that allows people to invest completely in a mobile phone. So you don't have to see anybody, you don't have to go to a physical building, you don't have to fill in any pieces of paper. Everything you can do at the flick of a thumb on your mobile. So once you've downloaded the app, it's easy to register and easy to make the choices. People are led through the entire process quite intuitively, we think. And we've had a huge uptake. I must say, I'm blown away by the response we've had.
What are they investing in, Christo?
They're investing in unit trusts managed by Old Mutual. But it's tracker funds, or rather index funds. It's a low-cost index fund where people track the stock market. So it's long-term savings. This is not for people wanting to save money to buy a new iPad or to go on holiday next month.
Yeah.
This is for long-term savings, for people to save 4, 5 and longer years from now. You have goals for them. This is an awesome opportunity to put money to be a participant in economy, as opposed to just being a consumer of the economy.
All right. I was actually going to raise that question because one of the criticisms that we get about why we're not a huge savings nation is that people tend to cash out the investments, their pension funds, and so on. How easy do you make it for people to take their money out whenever they choose?
Well, they can still do that. The thing is, and a part of this legislation from the government was to make sure that the industry makes these products easy to understand. They're all low cost. And there's no penalty for people taking money out. So even though this is aimed for a long-term solution, you don't penalize when you want to take the money out. But as you say, Siki, it's not the smart thing or the wise thing for people to do. We are hoping that people will, when they select these investments, leave their money there for quite some time and then have that beautiful compound growth that they get. Yep.
All right, we'll leave it there. Founder and CEO of 22/7, Christo Darvel, thanks for joining us today. This feature was powered by 22/7. For more information, please visit www.22/7.co.za and see new things about your money. Know what it's doing, keep it simpler, grow it smarter.